want to recognize a few people. First of all, how many of you guys were with Matt and Katie? Let me see your hands, please. Young people. Sophia? Okay. All right. Did you guys enjoy that? Did you learn some things? Yes? Okay. So why don't we invite Matt and Katie up here for just a second so we can appreciate them. Yeah. I don't know how to do all that. Anyway, all right. Thank you guys so much for you for 2 days of certifying us, and Gen Z for doing these breakouts and just pouring into our kids' lives, and it will make a difference, as you know, for many years to come. And I have personally thoroughly enjoyed hanging out with you guys this week. It has been like, don't laugh like that. I know, man. My sides hurt from laughing so much. Anyway, we've been spending a lot of time together this week. So we just have a little something we want to give you. Michelle, you got a little baggie for them, a little bit of beach stuff? There we go. All right. So give it up for Matt and Katie. Thank y'all so much. Yeah. Love you guys.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you. Love you too. Okay. Beverly, thank you for sharing. Was Beverly phenomenal or what? Hey. We got it all on video too. So we got a little something for you guys. You are welcome. Thank you. BK, get on up here. So, somebody was talking about BK's presentation, and they go, wait, this is the first time he's presented this? I was like, yeah. I mean, and it was the last time, too. All right, Chief. Oh, no, I was just demonstrating how tall you were. Oh, there we go. Anyway, the gentle giant, the jolly giant, the Greek god, BK, thank you for just having such a giving heart. And I'm going to give you your money back, $100 bill. And I want you to decide who gets this. Bring that bag up here. So just got a few little things for you and your family.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. All right.
Keys for the beach house?
The keys to the beach house are in there. The keys to the convertible are in there. Pilot's number's in there. Oh, I don't have a plane yet. Okay. There you go. Give it up for BK.
All right. Hold on.
You want to give the money away?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's... I think it's a bad luck to take the money back that you were intended to give somebody. Okay, can somebody tell me what they're going to do, the one thing that they're going to do that's going to change that they haven't done yet when they go back home? Does anybody want to share?
Coins.
All right. Tell us, what is it?
I'm going to create a dream board.
So. Cool, man. That's awesome. Here it is. Good job. And thank you, everybody. I really appreciate everything. This is, Howard is life-changing for me. I don't know for anybody else, but I don't think so. But just for me. You did. Yeah. Over here, I don't remember. My grandmother did pray.
That doesn't count.
No, this here is you. Yeah. And I told Dr. Rome, too. Thank you. I love you.
I get scared when he hugs me. But wait a minute. So Charlie was not the first one to respond, was he? Who yelled out goys?
Of course, me, I yelled.
Of course. And you were the one that was supposed to get the $100 to start with. Oh, I got some. Okay. All right. Let's give it up for... how about the young ones that were over here? What did you guys learn? What did y'all learn about? Janie, what did y'all learn about? I can. She hears it every week. So let's give it up for the Marion family. Got a little something for you for the ride home. And the Hallis family. Give it up for the Hallis family. Pouring into our kids. Pouring into our kids. Wow. Truly, every day I say to myself, I am truly the most blessed man on the planet. You have this, right? Did you get this? Okay, you get everything, don't you? Yeah. You don't apologize for that. We have one more of these, okay? $700 package for $299. Does anybody want to take that? Does anybody not get one that wanted to get it? Okay. All right. I want to share with you the subject of the Phenomenal Youth book. We're going to get it printed. We're going to send it to you. Don't worry. We still got a little bit more work to do. There's some typos. There's some things I want to do. And Dr. Rome and I have been working on it together, so you can imagine how that goes. Two D's trying to get something done. But the subtitle of that book, Phenomenal Youth, is Seven Lies Between You and Success. And even though it's a book for young people, it's really a book for all people. Because our culture is lying to us every single day. Every single day, in one way or another, we are being lied to. And I want to tell you about a young lady who was here at the Destin Dream Retreat in 2014, 7 years ago. She's here with her family. They did the sandcastle building contest. Had fun, just like you. And her friends lied to her and told her that it would be okay to take a drug. First time she'd ever taken drugs in her entire life. And that night, that drug killed her. 21 years old, their only daughter. Her name... Jessica Hunter. And I dedicated that book to her. Because she believed the lie. So I want everyone to take one of these purple bracelets. They're on your table right there. If you're watching virtually, we'll send you these. We got plenty of them. And I want you to remember Jessica. It says, I know Jessica. And I know courage. I know Jessica.com. And so this is Alan and Debbie have a nonprofit. They're getting the awareness out there on drug abuse. Today, our culture says you have courage when you stand up for the things that are wrong. They say you have courage when you call the things that are good, when you call them bad. That's not courage. Courage is believing the truth. So the seven lies that we've been told in this culture, that we're being told every day through the media in one way or another, is number one, you're not good enough to be successful. You're not good enough. Our culture has gotten to a point where we are so competitive. Did you hear what Dr. Leaf said today? That the kind of competition that we have today, we're basically killing ourselves to get a trophy. We're killing ourselves to get some promotion. We're killing ourselves to be able to say, I'm number one. It's not good for us. You are good enough, and the reason that you're good enough is because you are phenomenal. You are created in God's very image. The problem is that we live in a fallen world. We sinned against God. We're separated from God because of that. And there's only one way back to God, and that is through His Son, Jesus Christ. And even Jesus Himself said there is no one who's good, because the only way we can be good, so this is a little bit of a tricky one. So God made you phenomenal in His own image, but life is about becoming that person. You are good enough. You've been given gifts. God gave you a unique fingerprint. He gave you a unique you, a perfect you. And we can live into that. You are good enough. Because success is simply becoming the person you were created to be. Can you do that with God's help? Yes, you can. That's why it's called phenomenal. You plus big H, you plus him equals success. The second thing we say is that the culture is telling us is you're not smart enough. Boy, there's a whole bunch of smart people in the world, isn't there? You're not smart enough to be successful. Well, guess what? The truth is you have the mind of Christ. You have a beautiful mind. You are smart enough. Because you can literally download God's mind into your mind. How many kids get laughed at because they don't measure up? How many kids get laughed at because they're not smart enough? How about this one? You're not attractive enough. Man, if we got a killer in our society today, that's it right there. We are so focused on the outside that we forget all about the inside. Learn to look at yourself on the inside and see what God sees, not on the outside. We all need help on the outside in the flesh, but we don't see ourselves that way. See what God sees. People do. People act on what they see. People do what they see in their minds. You won't consistently do inconsistent with how you see yourself. You know how God sees you? The same way that I saw that young man right there when he was born. That's how he sees you, a newborn baby. Innocent. You may have done some wrong things, we all have. But God sees your potential. He sees who you're becoming. He sees you on the inside, who you can become. The fourth one is, you're not connected enough. You're not from the right family. There was an old saying called, keeping up with the Joneses. Got a different name to it today. Not even worth mentioning. You have to keep up with anybody. Keep up with yourself. Doesn't matter what family you're from. Zig Ziglar was from the second poorest family in Yazoo City, Mississippi, and became the most quoted inspirational teacher on planet Earth. Think about that for a second. In the whole world. What are we on, number five? Number five is you aren't important enough. You don't have a big job. You don't have a big position. You don't have influence. You're not the mayor or the governor or the president or whatever. The fact is that every single person in this room can influence someone else, either negatively or positively. And that's going to depend on how you see yourself. You are connected enough. Anything that you want, anything that you need, anything that you want to learn or you want to know, there are people that can help you. After all, that's right. Number six is you're not rich enough. It's a lie. I had 25 cents when I got to Houston. I had people help me. My dad, that I'd only met twice in my whole life, my real dad, they gave me a place to stay. People will help you if you help them. Yeah. They'll help you if you help them. So I love one of the things that Dr. Leaf said today. She quoted someone that she told that story, and you know, I'm coaching her. I'm gonna be coaching her on how to simplify some of this stuff. I mean, it's like, as somebody said at the Ziglar Coach Summit, it was one long 90-minute sentence. And she is no different when you talk to her one-on-one. And she drinks coffee all day long. Calls it coffee water. Coffee water. And just like, slow down. Anyway, she told us, do you remember that story she told? About the kid that was too dumb to learn? That was... Tell more, Dr. Leaf, tell more stories like that. Tell more stories. Why do I have two microphones? Anyway, that's fine. I was like, wait, I got one of these. Every single person on the planet knows something that you don't know. Every single person on the planet has a gift that you don't have. So what does that mean? That means that you know something that nobody else knows. You have gifts that nobody else has. There's something that you're good at. You're given a gift. And it's up to us to get an environment like this to... bring out those gifts. And then the final one is, you're not free enough. Oh man, if I just had more freedom. You know, if I didn't have to work so much. If I could just, you know, do what I wanted to do. Was Nelson Mandela free? Yeah. 100% his entire life. Was Jesus free when he was nailed to a cross? Yep. In fact, he chose. It wasn't easy, but he chose to accept that calling on his life. See, you're free right here. And you're free right here. There are two places in every human's being that no one can touch. That is your mind, and that is your heart, except for you and God alone. Yes or yes?
Yes.
I think what I want to do, I think other people are going to have to leave and get flights or whatever. So I think we'll use the rest of our time. We'll just make the room available to you to work on your vision board. I would like to do I would like for you to do at least one I like card for someone else. So maybe I want to make sure that everybody here is recognized. So how about if we do an I like, do an I like for the person to your left. And if you don't know that person, talk to them for a minute and then do an I like, okay? Be a good finder. I want everybody to get an I like card. Everybody got an I like pad?
No.
You don't? Okay. We'll get you one. The people are looking to the right of them. This better be good. There you go. Yeah, take it. You're right there, right? Don't we have a song back there? This is what I like about you. Can we pull that up? What, the Romantics? It's what I like about you. Can y'all find that, Christian? Victoria? By the way, you're welcome to do and then some. You can do more than one. There it is.
We'll be right back.
Before you start the music. Okay, so at Ziegler we have something called and then some. So go ahead while you're in the groove, just recognize somebody else. Let's write a few of these. Let's write a few of these for anybody you want. Yeah. Hi, Hannah. How are you, honey? Let me turn my microphone off. Chief, you want to get my mic? Cut it off for a second. Okay. Okay, I don't want anybody to leave until I read this to you. You probably read it before, but my dream book has 17 principles in it, and I have a chapter on each one of the principles. And I had a client tell me that this last chapter just like hit him. I don't even know how long it'll take me to read this, but just a couple of minutes probably. So anyway, the conclusion of this book is a recap of the 17 principles. So listen for each one of the principles. But the title of the conclusion is this: I almost quit. I almost quit. Earl Nightingale penned these words: never give up on a dream because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway. I wish I had known about that quote in 2009 when I almost quit Phenomenal Products. Just thinking about that now makes me sick, especially when I think about all the people that this work has helped. The fact is that I felt like quitting at some point in the journey on all the big goals and dreams that I listed in this book. But when I get those feelings, I simply remind myself that this is a calling, not an option. When you find your passion and you're living your purpose and you live with a sense of destiny, you just can't quit. It's the reason that you were born. I hope you find your purpose. I hope you find your calling. Remember that dreams are realized through plain old hard work, sometimes really hard work. You may feel like quitting. You will fail. But I believe that if you follow the 17 principles in this book, along with those that God gives you, you'll be able to live a phenomenal dream life and reach your phenomenal destiny. So please let me know how your journey is going. You don't have to reach out to me on my social channels or email because you're in the inner circle. But for now, let me summarize this book. God is love, and He loves you unconditionally. He made you in His image. He made you to have fellowship with Him. He created man to worship Him. He created you to be phenomenal, to do phenomenal things, and to have a phenomenal life. You're born to win, designed for accomplishment, engineered for success. After all, God don't make no junk. Everything God makes is phenomenal, and that includes you. In order to be the winner you were created to be, you must plan to win and prepare to win before you can expect to win. But when you plan to win and prepare to win, you can expect to win. God created you for a specific purpose, to solve a specific problem. That is your calling. God planted a dream in you that will make a difference in the world. You must awaken the dream, the dreamer within. Wake up. Wake up. Sully, there's our book. Wake up. Pursue your purpose with passion. Be grateful to God for everything and everyone in your life, including the thorns. There's a rose attached somewhere. We grow mostly through trials, so rejoice in them. All of life is about relationships, and relationships aren't always easy, but they are the most important things in life and the only thing that will matter when you're gone. You will leave a legacy. You can choose what that legacy is by the way you treat others. Create a vision for your life. Who will you become? What kind of spiritual life will you lead? What kind of thought life will you have? What kind of physical shape will you be in? What kind of family member will you be? What kind of work will you do? What kind of financial life will you have? What will your personal life be like? Remember, there are no impossibilities with God. God is love, and He has a phenomenal dream life planned for you. Therefore, in dreams and in love, there are no impossibilities. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all you could ever think, ask, or imagine, according to His power that's at work within you. Remember that dreams do come true, so don't quit. The time will pass anyway, so you may as well invest that time going for it. Understand the process of dreaming. It's hard work. Be aware of how you're feeling, what you're thinking, and what is happening around you. Be willing to change. Face your fears with faith. Stay focused, implement, and be consistent. Eventually, you will become a different, better person if you follow the process. You will become the person you were created to be. Create a picture in your mind of your preferred future and don't let go of it. You cannot go someplace that you do not first see in your mind's eye. You have to conceive it before you can receive it or achieve it. Humans do what humans see. A dream is an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, your will, and your emotions, empowering you to do everything you can to achieve it. Your dream fuels your life. If you have the right dream, you'll be on fire. Ignite the passion that is waiting to be lit. Remember, the dream starts with you. It starts inside of you with the inspiration that comes from a phenomenal vision. But remember, you must take action. So go, act, implement. Go confidently. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams, and you'll be met with an unexpected success that is uncommon in common hours. Dream intentionally. Set aside a time and a place where you can think, pray, dream, and draw. Meditate on the Word of God, and you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The truth will set you free. When you experience fear, focus on facts. Faith equals freedom. Walking in the flesh equals fear. Feed your faith, and you'll have freedom. Feed your flesh, and you'll have fear. Stay humble. Be grateful to God, and don't take anything for granted. Be kind to others. Love them, because they're phenomenal too. Say good morning to God when you wake up. There's our book. Wake up. Say good morning to God and talk to Him throughout the day. He is your loving Father. Don't be anxious. Do not fear. In the world, you will have trouble, but He created the world, and He has you in the palm of His hand. So rest in that. Remember, He will supply your every need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus, and you can do all things through Him who strengthens you. When you do all of this, you'll be at the top, and maybe over the top. I love you, your friend, Howard. Thank you. Thank y'all for taking time out to come here and to do this with me.